Welcome, everyone, to the Experially US podcast series. My name is Michelle Savage, and I want to welcome today Glenn Doggett. Glenn is the Director of the Standards of Practice for the CFA Institute. And Glenn, can you tell us a little bit about the CFA Institute to start?
Yes, thank you, Michelle. CFA Institute is a global professional association serving the interests of the investment management industry. We are most widely known for administering the Chartered Financial Analyst Professional Designation, but we're also a leading voice on global issues of fairness, market efficiency, and investor protections.
Thanks, Glenn. The CFA Institute has decided to sponsor the XBRL Challenge, which is a contest to develop applications, analytical applications using XBRL. Can you tell us a little bit about why the CFA Institute decided to sponsor the challenge?
Yes, we see their challenge occurring at a time when several obstacles for investment professionals are being overcome. Beginning with the June 2011 financial statements to the SEC, all U.S. firms will be required to at least report their primary financial statements in XBRL. This means there'll be some information available for all firms within any given sector. Additionally, the first wave of filers have completed at least one annual report with detailed tagging of their note disclosures. Following the occurrence of these events, the suite of products needed to produce XBRL reports should be reaching a point of maturity. Thus, providing an incentive will prompt development of consumption applications, appeal to CFA Institute as one of the goals for XBRL was to enhance access of information to investors. Through sponsoring the challenge, CFA Institute is looking to the future where expected benefits become actual benefits to our members and the investment industry.
Glenn, can you offer any advice to developers who are thinking about entering the contest?
Yes, there's several points I'd like to address to the contestants. First is to think simply beyond exporting the data to Excel. This is the domain of the data aggregators, and we really believe that they're working to incorporate XBRL into their products and services. Therefore, for your product to achieve success, you really need to be able to provide a distinct benefit over what investment professionals are using today. Also, it's important to make the technology as invisible as possible to the user. The less someone has to know about XBRL, such as dimensions and link bases, the greater the chance your product will have acceptability and usability to the market. Understand that the short time frame of the challenge may not allow sufficient time to completely hide all of XBRL from the user. This should be a consideration that you incorporate in your initial development phase, as it may be difficult to take it out later in the process. Investment professionals are likely to pay attention to products that improve their investment analysis either through reduced time of gathering information or improved levels and quality of the data. The last thing someone wants to believe is that their competitors have a competitive advantage over them. If your product can create this perception of improving their process, then the potential for success increases. Understanding the investment process will be important. Contestant may want to discuss with a local business school professor to gain insights onto some of the primary ratios that are being taught. If your products can facilitate the calculation of a useful ratio such as EBITDA or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, and further make that ratio scalable to reflect the different calculations for different industries, then you may be unlocking a key benefit for users. Your challenge will be to work through how to identify missing pieces and tag extensions that may impact how the ratio is calculated to make it comparable across all companies. Reviewing what information is currently being used in the investment analysis process will also be important. You may look at the research reports that are currently provided by sell-side analysts as one source. These reports may be available through your investment advisor, or you may be able to purchase them online. But they will help you gain an insight as to what information is considered important and meaningful to the fundamental investment process. The format of the challenge should generate many positive ideas and initial applications for consuming the filed XBRL data. We look forward to seeing how you can make our expected benefits a reality. Thank you.
Glenn, thanks very much, and thanks everyone else for joining us, and look forward to more podcasts in this XBRL Challenge podcast series. Thank you.